Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brother.
Hello and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your host, Right Worshipful Brother, George Commander Modry.
And I'm Worshipful Brother Ken. Just Worshipful Brother Ken.
I've got
a boonie hat on tonight.
And I have a LBV on, and for you non-military people.
Ooh, I don't know what that means.
It's a load-bearing vest.
Oh, are you bearing any loads in there?
No.
Oh, God, we're so stupid.
But I'm wearing plaid shorts, blue shirt, and a Army Digicam ACU.
I've got my camo LBB shorts vest on. You can't see them, but they're camo shorts.
Yeah, it's because we had to block off the front of the freaking thing because your legs were reflecting the light.
Yeah, this was a conscious decision.
But you decided to rock a boonie.
Yeah, I do have a camo shirt. I have like a bunch of camo shit at home, but I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to walk down the street in Seymour dressed like that.
I'll walk right in. Seriously?
Yeah, that's
I went into the bar downstairs dressed as a fucking leprechaun. I don't want to hear shit out of you.
All right. Point taken.
Anyway, we're here, episode 231, and this one's called
Demons Run When a Good Man Goes to War.
We did an episode a while back called Stupid with two O's.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories about the Masons.
Yep.
So today we're going to switch it up. We have our own conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why I came to this epiphany.
This profound point of logic.
But first, housekeeping.
Yeah. Instagram.
Housekeeping!
We've got I think.
Want me fluff your pillow?
Yes, please. Wearing that? Absolutely.
I won't finish that one.
10 or 12 or so new Instagram likes here. So we've got...
Switch it to YouTube so I can see comments.
Oh, so you can see the thingy, yeah.
Okay, there we go.
So we've got Demora Del Padrino 543 official. We've got The Duck Swims at Night, which is pretty cool.
All right.
Devin East.
Do ducks swim at night, though?
Apparently this one does. And then the tag underneath is "You know it if I like you." And the profile picture is a duck swimmy. It's very cute.
That's funny.
Rue Cody Long, Arturo Baca, Mathematics Machine. Cool. I like that tag. Steven James, TriStar Jeepers, Shane Kademi, Suncard 19, Corey Dial, Steve Carmelo, and Sergio, and then the square encompasses with a G in the middle. Guerrero.
Beautiful.
Thank you, brothers and friends.
Just want to give some shout-out to the people who are watching live right now. We got MHub285 Entertainment.
All kinds of people up there.
Hell yeah, brothers. Love the live episodes. Glad to have you. Yeah. Sorry we're dressed like idiots. Josh Mantello.
I don't apologize for what we do. Josh Mantello, Right Worshipful Brother. How you doing?
Sticks, 604. What a nice surprise. Yeah, man. We're here.
Yeah. Once in a while.
Every once in a while. When the feds let me free. Daniel Valdez, going on. Afternoon, Commander and Worshipful. If I was Commander, it'd be a Delta farce. Lunatic, greetings, brothers. And, all right, let's see what we got on Apple. Do we got anything on Apple?
I haven't checked on the...
Been a while.
Aggregator service in quite some time.
Let's look.
Assuming that's where you get yours, right? Because then you
Last one was Chris Farley. Farley 196. We already covered that one. So, for the brothers watching live and the people watching live and Instagram, Kenny.
Yeah. Brother. Right hand, two arms.
Two arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire, good fire, fire all. Together, brother.
Vivat, 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 vivat. Whoever in the hell brought up this...
Left that death juice up here? Yeah.
River horse, triple horse, Belgian-style brew. You're getting... I'm filing a Masonic charge. This stuff sucks.
It's also a triple, so it's 10%.
Well, I don't want to say it sucks, so I don't want to shit on anybody. That's a company, right? I am not a big fan of IPAs and heavy lagers and stuff like that. I like... What do you call it? Beer water?
Like regular Europeans, lagers or pilsners. Yeah.
Pilsners.
Nice.
I like those.
Light beer. American beer.
I don't like that shit.
Hey, well, you know what? Shout out to the brothers of Morningstar Lodge who actually left some beer up here for us.
Let's talk about that real quick. All right. So I leave beer up here from time to time, and I just happen to leave Bud Light Lime. Why did I pick Bud Light Lime?
Because it's
not
terrible.
Because I'm a bitch, because it's terrible, and I didn't think anybody would touch it. But these sons of bitches left a half a beer just on the shelf.
Yeah. Just half-drank beer open.
Half-drank beer open on the shelf.
In the fridge.
And a Twisted Tea. Half-drank, open on the shelf.
Yeah.
That is some shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of what you have to expect. If you come up here with, like, White Claws or something, like, somebody's going to pull
some
shit
like that.
So
when you get the shit-talker say that we're an old man fraternity, no. We are a frat house, let's be clear. Because this is the shit that would go on in a frat house.
Yeah. I mean, there's other redeeming qualities for the fraternity and the craft, I assure you. But, yes, we're also part frat house.
I wish I could beat him with paddles.
I mean, there's nothing saying you can't.
Grimy shit like that.
Just don't do it in the lodge, that's all.
Anyway, today we're going to be flipping the script.
Yep. So, as we are wont to do.
Are we ready?
I am ready.
All right. How did I come to this epiphany? Well, it started in Discord. How do you become part of Discord, Kenny?
Well, all you have to do is go to our Patreon page, which is called The Freemasons Podcast on Patreon. And for as little as $5 a month, you can join and become one of our Patreons. And if you do so, you'll have access to exclusive content. The ever elusive, as Worshipful Brother Joe says, Freemasons Podcast, Gold Tone Podcast.
Yeah, I got to work on that because we're out. I got to get more.
I know. Well, you know, we do the best we can. You know, we don't have warehouses of these things.
I've been sucking on challenge coins. I got to get on it. I really do. And I apologize to those who I owe. I will get them to you. Again, I've just been buried in work. It should change once I start the Judicial Martial Academy. Oh.
It makes a lot of noise when you do that.
Can you go back and edit that?
When you backpedal, makes a lot of noise. But there's one other thing that you get, right, Worshipful Brother George? You know what that one other thing is?
What do you get?
You get access to our Discord server, which actually has multiple channels that you can join, depending on what appendant body you may be a member of, or if you're a brother, or if you're petitioning, or whatever. There's a place for you where you can chat via text, video, or audio, and you get exclusive access to us.
And I just one other thing I want to add to that is, and I'm not sure. I know the Gangrene Commander Devaney is running the fantasy football thing. Mm-hmm. I think he's still got spots open. So if you're interested in getting into that,
is he down to one open spot?
I think he's down to one open spot. Yeah. So if you're interested, man,
there's still time.
That's time to do it.
If you're
jump in there
live,
before it starts.
It could take you 20 minutes and you could be playing FFL with us. With us freaking losers.
Fuck face losers.
I have no idea how to do fantasy football, guys. I just click around and hope for prey.
So in Discord, I happen to be on my break scrolling through Fox News. I listen to all kinds of news. Listen, don't be a hater.
In the break room, not on
in
duty.
In the break room, not on duty. You want to be clear about that. Definitely not on duty with all the shit going on now. Mm-hmm. And I was going through Fox News and just kind of looking through the political stuff and getting pissed off. And then, boom, here comes an article from August 15th. Fox Nation's new special, Freemasons, a Society of Secrets, investigates the world's oldest fraternity.
Which could go either way based on the headline.
Consequently... shortly after that was another article that came out about the Denver airport and all its jacked up symbols.
Yep.
And
which
of
we've
course,
covered. We've covered.
Rather than showing a nice, beautiful image of the Denver airport, or maybe the Satan's horse or whatever the hell it's called, everything.
Yeah, the one with the like SS soldier stomping on people's heads.
No,
and
that's
stuff.
That's the paintings and the murals inside. Yeah, okay. The outside.
Oh,
the airport.
Yeah, the horse with the red eyes on the outside, the statue.
Yeah, that one, whatever it is, Satan's Bronco or whatever the fuck they call it.
His name is like...
What did they put up there as an image?
I didn't see the headline
see the
image on that
the
one,
square
no. I just saw this one.
Goddamn compasses.
Okay.
So you're talking about the conspiracy theories
so
of
they're
Denver.
Really, they're really trying to draw...
They're pushing this Masonic thing here. At least in my opinion, again, this is our conspiracy theory, so we're going to run with it.
And we've pretty well, and a lot of other individuals, have pretty well debunked the link between Freemasonry... In the Denver airport.
Correct, though. With the exception of the fact that it is true, Masonic Grand Lodges did donate to Denver Airport.
And guess what? They do
help
that.
Build it.
Yeah, they do that for a lot of construction projects around the world.
The other flip side of it was called the New World Airport Commission.
Yes, you got
and
it.
And that pissed a lot of people off. Not pissed them off, but. And the other thing is, it's supposedly in the shape of a swastika. Okay. And we've already kind of talked about the runways, and you can't exactly have them in a freaking circle. So, I mean, whatever.
Washington, D.C. is a giant pentagram, and human nature, right? You just take the patterns that you know, and you try to ascribe them onto whatever you're observing.
Well, Kenny, I got a freaking pattern with what Fox News is doing. And here's my pattern.
I'm ready.
So, I'm going to read the... First off, I'm not going to read the article. As you guys can
check
it out on
Fox News.
It's going
to get you so pissed
News.
Off if you try to read the article.
No, I'm not going to read the article. Well, I'll read a little bit of the article, but what I really want to pay attention to is the comments section.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be clear.
Oh, the comments are gold.
But they really are. Listen, I'm going to be clear, okay? I am a conservative. I've never denied it.
Yes.
I'm a Republican who is also a Burgess of the hometown that I live in.
Yeah. You kind of have to pick a side if you're going to run for public office.
But my point is that I'm going to be reading the comments off of Fox News.
Okay.
So I don't want to hear no shit. That's all I got to say. If you're picking up what I'm putting down. Here's the downside about this little vest thing. It's coming off in about 5 seconds. Here's why. I wear a bulletproof vest all goddamn day long. And
do you really? Is that public issue? Or like they issue
government
you
issue. Yeah, I wear a bulletproof vest all day long. Swear to God.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yep, I wear a bulletproof vest all day long. And what happens is, right in about this area.
Boob sweat.
Titty sweat. Really, really, really bad.
I was trying to be like G-rated.
And,
or
the other thing that happens is too, is you know, the chest area is there. So you start itching, and you start itching. And next thing you know, you're itching, your titties raw. Women, ladies, I am thoroughly sorry.
Yeah.
I fully understand what it's like to have to wear a bra now all day because I got to wear that death contraption all day. You know, when I started my job, I thought it was going to be like, oh, this is going to be so cool. I'm going to wear a bulletproof vest.
Yeah, you're not cool.
No.
So. I mean, so are you drawing an analogy between wearing a bulletproof vest and wearing a bra right
Correcto.
Now?
Correcto. Oh, that's exactly God. What I'm doing because I get titty sweat just
the,
like them.
The women are going to
I don't care. I don't
kill
care.
Us right
they're
now.
Not going to kill us because they're going to be like, see, we told you. You're always yelling at us for... I get it now, because I come home and I literally Bruce Almighty my clothes off. My entire uniform gets ripped off every time, just based off. And here's the better one. I wear a shirt underneath the bulletproof vest, right? Sweat catcher, right?
Well, yeah. And it's
I have to just peel it off my body.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's really gross. So I'm gonna unzipper my Boogaloo vest. I'll wear it like this.
What's that pocket for?
Titty sweat. That's what that is.
No, that's a titty sweat pocket right there.
These.
That's magazines.
Yes. This?
Yeah, that would be pistol.
This?
Radio.
Correct.
Hand grenade, whatever.
What the hell are you talking about here?
What am I talking about?
You said, what's that?
This guy over on the side here.
This guy over here?
Yeah, that's... you've never seen that because it's like all up in your armpit.
Well,
what's that one for?
Well, this.
Yeah, I know what that is. We explained
and
that
And there's already. Extra things that you can put out of there, and this is actually hold a...
Is it Molly? Mole? Whatever the fuck they call it. M-O-L-L-E?
Molly vest.
Is it Molly? Is that how you pronounce
Molly.
It? I don't freaking know, dude.
Okay. Just want to be so anyway, this pistol thing comes off.
Yeah.
And you can reattach more of these bad boys.
Yeah.
And what magazine do you think this might hold?
That would be probably an AR-15, I would
Bingo!
Guess. Or you could put some grenade pouches over on that cool. Side. That'd be cool.
This is my
You got your morale patch on there.
Got my morale patch on
there. Faded American flag.
It's not faded.
Well, you know, the grayscale one. What do they call that? Muted? I don't fucking know. What do I look like?
Camo.
It's camo?
Because having a giant red, white, and blue.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Right where your lung would be is probably not the greatest idea. Oh. Anyway, you're screwing up my titty sweat story. So, anyway.
I'm just a dumb civilian
over here,
dude.
I cracked this vest open because I don't want titty sweat, but I will wear it like a boogaloo boy.
Before the
end. As God intended.
Right.
It's freaking train.
I mean, if we didn't have that window open, ladies and gentlemen, we would be dead.
Yeah.
Inside of the first 5 minutes. It's disgusting up here.
So, I know we're getting side-railed here, but let's get back to this. So, anyway. What?
Side-railed.
All right. Yeah,
it's funny on, like, several levels.
All right. Said it wrong. Whatever. So, sue me.
Continue.
So, anyway. My conspiracy theorist. Okay. It is funny how the Masons haven't been talked about in, like, mainstream news in quite some time, with the exception of History Channel that's always got to throw something in there, and it's the Masons and the Templars.
Yeah,
and,
except when those arsons happened.
They didn't talk about it on Fox News and stuff.
Well, it was on, it was in, like, the media.
I'm talking about, like, the main, okay, let's talk the big three. I would say CNN, MSNBC, Fox News.
Like showing up on the nightly news.
Showing up on the freaking thing where they're actually putting articles in these big, you know, the news that people normally go to.
Okay, that's a good point.
But whatever. So now, all of a sudden, the Georgia Guidestones go freaking nuclear.
Yeah.
And they're gone, and now all of a sudden you're seeing Mason article, Mason picture connected to the Denver airport. My conspiracy theory is that these some bitches are trying to make it seem like
they're inciting,
we're the bad guys.
Yeah, they're inciting unrest against Freemasonry.
That's my conspiracy theory, and that's what I'm sticking
opinions,
to it.
Negative opinions against Freemasonry.
I think shit.
I think you might
All of a sudden, after the Guidestones get freaking grenaded and they go up, they go tits up, that you would start bringing up all of a sudden, oh, hey, let's talk about the most secret society in the world.
Well, I mean, there's a finite number of reasons that any media outlet does anything.
I don't care about the reasons.
I mean,
the
number one reason is ratings, right? Or advertising revenue.
Or you just run with what's popular.
You could do that too. But why start targeting Freemasonry all of a sudden? Is Freemasonry more popular?
No. Here's what I think. That there was a thread that was brought up that the Masons are somehow magically tied to the Guidestones.
Oh, after. Okay, so you're saying
that. And now it's got so many like follows and clickbait that happened on the Georgia Guidestones. They're like, oh.
Yeah,
let's extend this.
The
story.
Algorithm told them to keep
drove
stay on
right
Freemasonry.
To the Mason line. That's where they're heading with.
Yeah, I would have to agree with
that's
you.
That's my goddamn conspiracy theory. I'm sticking to it.
That's probably true.
I love saying goddamn. You know who it reminds me of? You ever seen Inglourious Basterds?
Yes. Right. This man wishes to die for his country. Obliged. I love that movie.
You don't gotta be Stonewall Goddamn Jackson to realize you don't fight out of a basement.
Stonewall Goddamn. Oh man, I love that movie so much. So cool.
It is a good one.
So how does that mean? Why are we dressed in camo then? You're still getting to that.
I don't know why. I just thought it'd be funny.
Yeah,
dressed
we're
in camo like we're gonna fight back.
Oh, we're fighting back.
I don't know. We just had a conversation about this. Like,
you still don't know.
Two alternate universes.
And yet I still dressed up, and we're doing it anyway.
You know the crazy thing is? I was actually going to dress normal and let you be the asshole walking around.
Yeah, because that's never happened before on this show.
I thought about it, and I'm like, nah.
Show
right,
up
I'll
looking
play.
Like Gilligan, because we were supposed to do Gilligan's Island. You guys are just wearing random fucking Halloween costumes. I don't know why I still come up here. I really don't. And yet, here I am.
So anyway, let's go through this Fox News. Oh, God.
Yep, I'm ready. Let's go to war. What?
They changed my goddamn post for tomorrow.
Okay.
Wait, what's tomorrow? 26.
So are we complaining about work on the air now? I can look at my calendar for tomorrow morning and complain about all the meetings I have.
You understand I had a nice cushy freaking post tomorrow and they changed it on me?
I'm sorry.
Some bitches.
It's like a seniority-based job, right? It's like if you're at the bottom of the totem pole, they just kind of crap on you and
not
put you where...
Not the bottom of the scrotum pole. I'm close, but I'm not at the bottom.
Well, I mean, you're not at the top. You started the job recently, right?
October.
Yeah, that's still recent compared to some other people that have more tenure. That's what I'm saying. It's like
it's a conspiracy.
Okay.
Well, all right. Anyway, so let's read this article here. I'm going to read this one, and then I'm going to go to the comments because I love comment sections.
Yeah.
And Fox News Nation says, who's the chode who wrote this thing? Oh, it's actually a female, so I can't call her a chode. Amy Nelson. Let's see what Amy has to say. The Secret Society of Freemasons, dating back to the 14th century, has been subject to conspiracy theories due to the organization's rituals and use of symbols that some believe have demonic meaning.
Gotta drop the D word.
It's a great show, folks, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, the demon word or the Satan word or, you know.
God damn it. Is my conspiracy theory starting to sound more believable now?
The algorithm told her to use that word, George. I'll bet you a robot wrote that content. I don't even think she did it. I think like some AI.
Where's my goddamn cigarette?
You know, computer learning. So what are you doing? Smoking on the air now.
Stressed, Ken.
He's got to chill.
Stressed.
Anybody got like a CBD pen for this man? Calm the air.
All right.
Continue.
American comedian. Oh, God. And Fox News contributor Tom Shuley.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Shuley. Spoke with members.
Are you wiping your nose on the mic? Come on, man.
So of all the people that they send to go talk to the Masons, they send an American comedian. They send a goddamn comedian.
Again, the algorithm has spoken.
If that's the case, put me on Joe Rogan.
They're not going to do that.
They won't.
No. First of all, they don't have the power to do that. And second of all, it doesn't get ratings.
Spoke with members of the Mysterious Fraternity. Why are we mysterious? We're just a bunch of assholes who leave freaking half-drinking beer in the fridge.
Yeah.
What's so goddamn mysterious? Anyway, I'm getting pissed already. You see me? I'm getting hot. I'm still getting titty sweat. And I'm not even wearing the freaking vest no more.
Just know that Amy Winehouse or whatever her name is not a real person, all right?
Amy Winehouse. She's dead.
She's a series of ones and zeros that write content that just...
Amy Nelson.
puts a bunch of fucking buzzwords together to get clicks. That's what
call her Amy Winehouse. That's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sorry. She's dead.
She spoke to the members of the Mysterious Fraternity in Fox Nation's latest special. Oh, they had a whole freaking special.
Yeah.
Freemasons, a Society of Secrets.
Yep.
All right, whatever. Masonic lodges don the emblem with a square and compass. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. The symbol is also worn on members' lapels. Well.
Among other things.
We recently had a funeral. I got to tell the story. Because I think everybody will love it. Where are you going?
I'm getting a beer.
Oh, I go to tell a story.
This is going
to
take a while.
Walk off.
You want another?
So, we had a brother who passed at Morningstar Lodge not too long ago. Brother Henry Fetcho used to be on the show. He passed about 2 weeks ago. And we had a funeral for him. And I'm one of those type of people that I need to find happiness in despair. I'm not somebody who likes staying down and out for too long. I need to find the silver lining to the gray clouds.
Yeah, wallowing is
how I
not
am.
Good.
So, but anyway, Brother Henry passed. Not going to get into the how and why and all that stuff, but he passed. And we did a Masonic funeral, which I want to say right here, I'm going to give kudos to my home lodge, Morningstar Lodge. There was me and Worship Brother Phil, who were very close to Henry, but I think in the end, and I give Morningstar credit, it was probably good that me and Phil didn't do the Masonic funeral.
You guys were very close to him.
We were very close to him, and we had a very, very tough time. After that was all said and done, and honest to God, when Worship Brother Perry, who did a fantastic job, did a fantastic job. I even told Perry, I am glad you did it because there was no way I was going to be able to hold it together.
Yeah, they did a great job. It's really difficult to do a Masonic funeral service for obvious reasons,
especially when somebody's close to you.
Yeah, and man, did they do a great job!
They did a great job.
My brother showed up.
And I'm getting into the funny part of this. So I walk in, I'm busting balls. First thing I do, you know, I'm Actually, me and Alex DeFranzo. So one of the things we talk about is the Evergreen, right?
Yeah.
Well, the, I don't know what. I don't know where the Jolly Green Giant Rafferty got these pieces of evergreen.
It's because he's it's a matter of scale. So the man is so large, he's going to cut an entire branch instead of a tiny little
twig.
It was
like this.
So, yeah, we had like these.
We had like chunks of branches, yeah, like whatever the case may be.
Palm fronds walking.
We all broke it up. You know, we broke up the branches, stuck them in our pocket. Well, obviously I stuck it in my suit pocket. And it was shorter than my pocket. So what happens? It went down into my pocket, and there was just a little bit sticking out.
Okay.
So Alex had said, he's like, oh, you know, made a joke about, you know, as guys do, we made a rare infantile penis joke.
Yeah, of course.
So as he's like, oh, is it proportionate to the person?
Yeah.
I grabbed the top of it, and I pulled it out, and it was long.
You also said something
and I
like,
said, I'm a grower,
not
a shower.
Yeah. Classy.
Classy as always. But, you know, listen, I got to break up the laughter. I got to break up the sadness and do some laughter and everything. But talking about lapel pins, getting back to this article, and this is kind of...
Oh, my God. The general?
Yes. So...
The real commander?
Mike Messner decided to make a futile mistake, and that was try busting my balls amidst me doing my grieving roast, if you will.
Yes.
So, I don't know what he said to me, but I fired back, and I wish I could have gotten a picture, because he looked like a Russian general with all of his lapel pins.
Yep.
Like, I was waiting for, like,
he's got, like medals, too, which was
oh, my God. He's got jewels. He's got, oh, my God. So, but anyway... So that's kind of what just sparked my thought about, yeah, Masons wear lapel pins. In Messner's case, he wore 53.
Yeah, I mean, we all love them. Let's let's be serious. If we wore all the lapel pins that we wanted to, we'd all look like him. You know,
you should wear three tops.
Yeah, well, some jurisdictions actually limit the amount of lapel pins that you can wear in lodge. Did you know that? There are some lodges that like restrict that. I wish kind of Connecticut was one of them in some cases, because we do kind of go overboard. We do love our pins.
Sandra Lombardo, she messaged back and forth. She just messaged again. She says, "Hey, Nostra dumbass."
Nice.
I coined that myself. But I sent my petition to the Order of Eastern Stars. Seems to be the closest order for me. We will see after I meet with them. By the way, you should have a T-shirt made with that Nostra dumbass.
Yeah, with your name, with your face.
We really got to get back in a T-shirt game.
You know
man.
What? I've got the perfect idea in Photoshop for this too.
We really should get back in the T-shirt game.
Yeah,
we started at the beginning.
It.
Yeah. But should probably do
You're
it.
Really good at designing and like coming up with ideas for t-shirts and selling the t-shirts. I just kind of I really don't have to do anything.
That I made just randomly because I thought it was funny. It was a picture of Kim Jong-un, and below it, it said projectile dysfunction. Because you remember how all his missiles kept falling in the water?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe Pisani.
Hey, Worshipful Brother Joe.
I'm actually at the point where I prefer not to wear any pins under the name badge, but each their own.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's also a very classy man. You saw how well he dresses, right? Like
he brings good wine.
Yeah, he can't mess up the aesthetic with a bunch of pins and stuff. And also, yes, he does bring good wine.
So, let's see here. Let's get back into this Fox News article here. Where the hell was I? Masons say... It serves as a reminder to their actions should remain within moral boundaries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good so far.
Take the square, for example. It's an angle of 90 degrees. It never deviates, one member told shitbag, whatever his name is. The compass can be used to circumscribe a particular boundary. So it sets those limits beyond which you won't go.
Sounds like something a Mason would say, yeah. And then it goes off the rails.
Freemasons have been called the satanic cult or a shadow organization secret running the government. Amy, yep. You suck.
There it is.
Do I look like I run any goddamn thing?
No, and you know what? We always joke
I don't
about
even
this.
Like to run.
No, the
period.
I know. I've seen you try. Like the the running joke is always like, you know, when we screw something up in Lodge or we screw up some event or whatever, we're like, how are we going to run the world? Come on, guys, we're supposed to be running the world. Like, that's the running joke. We wouldn't make jokes like that if we were like actually good at what we do. Like,
we argue sometimes really in Lodge like cats and dogs about dumb shit.
Yeah, because we're passionate about different things. We come from diverse backgrounds. I mean, it's difficult. It's like herding cats to get us to go in one direction.
Especially ones with gingivitis.
Yeah, especially the ones with gingivitis.
Members, however, say they find a sense of fraternity and work toward a moral improvement as part of a charitable organization. Yeah, true. Jeffrey M. Wonderling, that's a last name, the Grand Master of Pennsylvania. Hey, Grand Master. Most Worshipful Grand Master Wonderling. Dismissed the conspiracy theories as a result of outsider speculation. There.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Their minds just run wild. I would say they're... Nah, I can't say that. He said their minds run wild. No demonic activity. No. That's all he said. No demonic activity. No.
Good. But then Amy goes on to say...
No, he's continuing. We're not sacrificing anybody at our altars. We're not burning any incense. We're just here. I'll be quite honest. If somebody brought incense to the lodge, it would piss me off.
Actually,
it stinks.
I'd kind of be okay with that.
It stinks.
It would cover up some of the other foul effluvia that we're subjected to within the lodge by some of our compatriots.
I hate incense. It smells.
It does.
Like, I'm not...
It just smells
cracking
like,
on the church or anything, but when they come around with the
oh yeah,
I don't know, whatever
the
hell
is it.
Oh,
yeah, the frankincense.
Can't breathe.
Dude, it smells like my dorm room in college. I can't deal with it anymore. It brings me back to a dark time in my past.
If we were to burn any incense, it would totally be
patchouli.
THC. Yeah.
You want to hear a funny story?
With that song, Whiskey Bottles, Brand New Cars, Oak Tree, You're in My Way.
You want to hear a funny story from earlier today?
Fire
I don't mean to like keep taking us off.
Listen, it's been off the rails since.
So, funny personal story. So I'm like getting my physical today, right? With my annual physical exam. I love my doctor. He's a great guy. But he's like, you know, checking my heart or whatever. He's using the stethoscope and he's like getting close to me.
Through the stethoscope or
no, like the
by
regular,
fingertip?
Look, I'm in my 40s, okay? Nobody's sticking anything. There's nothing like getting inserted in me yet, right? And he's like... He looks up at me really quick, and he's like, do you do the pot? And I'm like, I'm sorry. You just asked me if I do the pot? And he's like listening to my lungs, so I'm like, is it because something's like wrong in there or something? He's like, no, you can be honest with me. I'm like, I am. I haven't like done that kind of stuff since college. I don't know why you're asking. He's like, your shirt smells like it. I have no idea
why. What the
hell? It was a clean shirt.
Did you get sprayed by a skunk?
No, I have no idea. I have no idea where he got that. I was just like, okay, maybe you should go back to med school and learn what marijuana smells like, sir. I don't know.
Oh, so
I assure you.
While we're on the subject, because we were already derailed anyway, this is a true confession if we're talking about ourselves. I have a deep hatred for doctors. I always have since I was young. And I'll tell you, I'll get a little personal here.
Some of them just have your best interest.
My mother died when I was very young at the age of 15, and I was explained by the doctor that she was going to be fine, everything's going to be okay, and it wasn't okay. So I have a deep hatred
for doctors. So you felt lied to, betrayed. Yeah, I got you.
So my entire life, every time I go to the doctor, I always have this giant...
chip on your shoulder, anger.
More like a brick, but we'll go with a chip.
All right.
So I actually went for, cat's already out of the bag, I went from a physical to become a judicial marshal in the state of Connecticut.
Yep.
And Polish doctor comes in, I'm already, in my typical bitch-ass mood that I normally am in.
He just wants to do his job.
She, they. Checks my heart. Now, mind you, I'm going for a judicial marshal job here. Right.
Yeah. So
she checks my heart.
There are like rules for these different types of physical. You know.
She says, "Do you know you have a murmur?" I'm like, "I no." She's like, "Well, you have a small murmur." I'm like, "No, I don't." Check it again. She checks it again.
I'm
she
sorry,
goes,
"You're the doctor."
Oh, I don't hear it anymore. Yeah, no shit, because I don't got a murmur. So, doctor, kiss my ass. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't.
That's a weird story.
Yeah. But I'm going for a job, and you're talking about how I have a heart murmur. Don't bring that. Don't write that shit.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So
don't pull that shit. You just pissed me off, and I'll end up freaking whooping your ass in the middle of the room. I don't like this shit.
Until your heart murmur kills you.
So anyway, let's get back to the article. Worship Brother Joe says, we meet on Wednesday, the day after Taco Tuesday. Incense would be welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. We're just in there.
That's got to be the line of the night.
Oh, the Pennsylvania Grandmaster?
Yeah, yeah. We're just in
we're
there.
We're not burning incense. We're not sacrificing babies on the altar. We're just in there.
Our meetings are basically a business meeting. Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. I mean, I would say probably 80% of the time, yeah. That's all the other the business meeting.
Yep.
Freemasons have been tied to a variety of conspiracies, including having the faked Apollo moon landing. What?
I haven't heard this one before.
Oh, we got to dive down that rabbit hole. Man. We faked the Apollo. Oh, I know why. I know why.
I would have loved to fake the moon
landing. I know why, because Neil Armstrong was a...
He was a Freemason. Well, yeah, and some of the other early astronauts, the Apollo program ones were as well. But that's just because a lot of people happened to be Freemasons back then. And there's also that lodge on the moon. But still,
yeah,
we did
what
not
is it called?
Fake the moon landing.
What is it called?
That would be...
Mission to Uranus?
No. Something? It's Tranquility Lodge number 1 or
Bingo.
Number 2000 or something.
You're right. Yeah. And playing a role in September 11th. What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We got to look into these. I haven't heard either one of these.
It's probably something that Coast to Coast AM or InfoWars wrote an article about.
We should sue them like Sandy Hook people did and make $11 million.
Yeah, I don't think we have a case. They had a case.
I know they had a case, but
you can defame us all they want.
I just don't like that stupid asshole. I just don't like
them either. But you know what? Bad things, you know, when people do bad things like that, eventually it catches up with them.
You just can't say whatever the freak
karma,
you want.
If you will.
You gotta circumscribe your words.
Yeah, he doesn't. Nah, he doesn't,
I see what I did
he doesn't
there?
Abide by the same moral compasses that we do.
Anyway, Apollo moon landing on September 11th. Those are two new ones, Kenny. We're going to have to look into that. That's a future episode right there. Some even speculate that members offer blood sacrifices.
Blood sacrifices?
Blood sacrifices, yeah. I'll give you the blood sacrifice. When the secretary says you owe $250 in dues and you say, no, I don't, and you end up freaking throwing rounds out in the ring.
Oh, I've never known a secretary to do anything like that.
Or when somebody loses an election. And you get shivved out in the parking
lot.
The
only time I ever remember a blood sacrifice was during a lodge work day when we were outside. And Worshipful Brother Danny, who's been on the show, was out there. And another brother, Alex, was cutting the hedges. And now Danny was gesticulating as he was talking, moving his hands around like an Italian would. No offense, Worshipful Brother Joe. And he accidentally put his hand within the range of the hedge clipper.
Okay.
Clipped his finger. Started bleeding profusely. We had to take him to the hospital. But still, that was the only time.
Oh, please tell me
I
he did
remember
the...
blood having please anything to do with Freemasons.
Tell me he did the scene from Beavis and Butthead to America. Hey, Beavis, I'm giving you the finger.
No, finger. He did not. He didn't do that.
All right.
He did show it to us, though, in all of its
awesome
goriness, which is, again, we're basically a fraternity in a lot of regards.
Yep.
But he also left and then came back and drank beer with us after he was all bandaged
up. There's no better medicine.
Yeah.
But one member told Shuli that there's absolutely not a demonic nature to the organization. Now, this is interesting because shortly after, I mean, literally, without even a space between the period, the next little clickbait headline is Teacher Death Mystery. Nancy Grace investigates mysterious suicide of Philadelphia bride-to-be. Why would you put that in there? Anyway,
it was just a randomly inserted.
Just a random insert. Yeah. Shuli suggested the number of the high-ranking American leaders and public figures who were Masons, and possible reason outsiders are suspicious of the organization. Famous Freemasons include Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Winston Churchill, Mark Twain, 13 of the 39 founders who signed the U.S. Constitution. Mm-hmm. Okay, in 1770, goddamn six.
Mm-hmm.
What prominent Freemason besides the House of Representative guy, what's his name, Drew something? He was a Democrat, flipped Republican. James Van Drew or something like that. He's the only high-ranking Freemason that I know. The other one was a Democrat, and he freaking died while he was in office because the Prince Hall Knights Templar did a whole Masonic funeral for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There ain't nobody else in high-ranking whatever. Moving on. All these guys were in control of the country. I love how they're in control of the country. No, the Brits were in control of the country, yep. and they freed you. Well, not you, because, again, that was 200 years removed from when you were born, but yes. moving on. They all having secrets. You can understand why someone would think it's a conspiracy, Shule said.
No, it's just because we don't talk about openly about what we do during our rituals and stuff, which leads to speculation about what we do, and then it's a breeding ground for conspiracy theories.
Here's a concept. Take the freaking degrees, and then you don't have to be freaking...
You
and
could.
You can, guess what you can do? Walk the fuck away at any time. You yep. leave.
Yeah.
Take the first degree. This sucks. I'm out. Never yeah. come back again.
This isn't the Church of Scientology. It's not a no. cult. If you want to leave, you can leave. It's cool.
At any point.
Yeah.
It's all voluntary.
Yes.
You take the degrees.
Yeah.
You're not asked. You're not forced. There's no brown bagging it and freaking throwing you in the back of a van and driving you out into the freaking woods.
It's like, for your benefit. It's of your own free will and
you
accord.
You show up.
You can take off at any time.
In Fox News' latest special of Freemasons, a secret Society of Secrets, Shuley dives into the mystery of the world's oldest fraternity and takes the viewers inside some of the country's largest Masonic temples and attempt to find the truth. Mm. Take the degrees, you'll find out faster,
yeah, I mean,
dumbass.
Or just, like, ask us.
Here we go. Let's go through the comments.
Oh,
here.
Yeah, okay.
Comments.
I'm ready. Can't wait.
Chinaski. It's the guy's name.
Okay.
I've been an active member of my lodge for over 20 years. It's just a group of men that have meetings and then have something to eat and talk about in their lives. It's called fellowship. We can also do things for the community.
Yeah. Yeah, good summary.
My father... And both of my grandfathers were Masons. I remember the Masonic funeral ceremony as lodge held for my father. It was very comforting. Always is.
Cool.
The ones around here dress in Confederate uniforms in private. I see the photo.
What?
I see the photos in their lodge. What does that imply? Oh, always got to go to racism, right? We're definitely racist.
I mean, I also know that they're... Well, I mean, they might have been doing a Civil War degree, and of course they're in the South, so maybe they decided to take the side of the South in the Civil War for their degree or something.
And we would take the North and beat their ass!
Yeah, I mean, you know what?
We wouldn't.
Taken out of context, I could see why he would say that, because we do a Civil War degree in our lodge, and you know what? There are a couple brothers...
Here's what he says. And they want to give recognition to the Prince Hall here in town. Prince Hall is black Freemasonry, so who gives a shit what uniform they're wearing? They want to give recognition to it. Cheers. Yeah,
they're probably doing a reenactment or something.
Why? Question mark. Investigate the Knights of Columbus or the Kiwanis?
Kiwanis.
Kiwanis next. You people must be really bored. Oh, that was America Has Fallen.
What? They're robots, and they never get bored, so...
Considering most of our presidents have belonged to the Freemasons, as well as most of the founding fathers.
That is not correct.
That is wrong again. Mama, wrong again.
Oh.
Most of the presidents were not Freemasons.
No.
It was literally...
It's a handful.
10, 12, something like that? Out of the 46 that are in?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember like the plaque that we have up at Lodge with all of the pictures. It's like, it's... Maybe 12.
Gabachez, wrong again.
Yeah.
And pretty much anyone else who ever did anything of note. Boy, they give us a lot of credit.
I don't know.
I ain't done shit of quote.
There were plenty of people who weren't Masons.
Kyle Matters,
pretty
what's going
cool
on, bro?
Stuff, but
let's see here. Or the Illuminati, which was founded 2 months and 3 days before July 4th, 1776.
Also incorrect.
Yeah, way incorrect. I love this shit. Wow. Why were astronauts Freemasonry of the highest degree? Wrong again. He was just a Blue Lodge brother.
I don't know of any astronauts that were... I guess he's implying... He's talking about the 33rd degree, maybe, of Scottish Rite. I don't know that any of them were 33rds.
I don't think so.
Especially not when they were, you know, performing their
missions.
Sworn
to secrecy about being part of the government, because betraying these people... only end in death.
Hold on. He might be on to something here. Hold on.
I love
you
this shit.
You do serve the government, though. It's your job.
I serve it. Usually my pants around my ankles.
Yeah, except I don't, you know, because... That's not what I do. But still, I think he's
and
right.
And betraying these people would only end in death. So betraying the Freemasons ends in death. I love this shit. G&G product reviews. Hey, gentlemen, I've been learning a lot from your podcast. Thank you. Petitioning Elodge here in September. Hey, glad to have you,
welcome,
man.
Welcome to the fold.
God, this shit cracks me up. Believe what you want, but there's a reason secret societies have secrets, and they have had them since before 99% of the people could even imagine.
And this guy will tell you all of them. He knows.
The Knights of Columbus serve Jesus Christ, and the Masons do not. Well, Knights of Columbus was formed by the church, so
yeah.
We don't pick and choose religions as long as you believe in a supreme being. Which
people who are Masons,
pretty liberal if you think about it.
Yeah, it's pretty forward thinking, especially when you consider that ideology has been part of Freemasonry since long. You know, since way before it was popular to think that way. But yeah.
As a longtime Freemason, I can tell you about the Fraternal Order, and then there's a long line, and it says this was intentionally left blank.
Nice.
No, you can't because you're sworn to secrecy. I have buddies. Oh, I love this one. This is my brother's cousin's sister's aunt's brother's got they were Masons.
And he told me.
I have buddies that explained a good bit to me, and I have a buddy that was threatened with death from his lodge. I myself just stay away. I love this shit. I love these comments, man. God. Threatened with death. I love it.
Threatened with death for leaving a lodge.
I could see the secretary be like, pay your fucking dues or I'll wring your neck.
Yeah.
I mean,
or if you're a member and you're in an open lodge and you try to leave and the master's like, you know, hey, we haven't closed yet. You might get yelled at or like reprimanded, but threatened with death is...
All right, here's a long one. I like the long ones because, man, they get detailed and it's freaking hilarious. Most people don't know that, at least in Tennessee, Masonic lodges are segregated. Blacks are not allowed in most Masonic lodges. As a result, blacks started their own Masonic lodges. Years ago, I refused
to. Not today, though.
Some states still don't recognize Prince Hall.
Yeah,
that's true. Unfortunately,
but not allowing people of color to be members of the lodge.
They don't.
Really?
I believe so.
I don't think that's correct. I mean, recognizing...
Might not be correct.
Yeah, not recognizing Prince Hall Masonry is different than, you know, being exclusive.
If there's a brother from Tennessee who just...
Yeah, please, you know, please
happens
prove
to
this
be
guy
a
wrong
member of the Grand Lodge, let us know, because I'm not 100% sure on that. But
yeah, I hope that
I think they're actually
nice.
Right, but I know that they don't recognize Prince Hall, but I...
Which
not,
is different. That just means they don't recognize that particular organization, which is still, you know, whatever. I have my opinions on that, but
right.
It's not... It's different than saying, look, you have to be a white Anglo-Saxon male to be a Mason.
Correct.
Like, I don't think that's a thing anywhere in the world. I hope to God it's not.
Years ago, I refused to give a Mason collecting outside of Walmart. I told him I did not give to segregated organizations.
Okay.
He told me that the Masonic Lodge was not segregated. Yeah. Then he said he could take me to Kentucky to a black Masonic Lodge to prove his point. Mm-hmm. I simply rested my case. My father was a 32-degree Mason for almost 60 years before he died. He cared more about his Masonic Lodge than he did his family.
Mm-hmm.
I never cared for any Masonic Lodge. Okay, so let me see. There's a little bit of personal feelings in that one.
Yep.
I'll say this, all right? Masons join the organization. We try to make good men better. That's kind of what our motto is. Does it happen all the time? No. Sometimes you get some people who...
There are some variables involved in
that. There are some variables.
But
it's like any other organization. Just like there's good cops and bad cops. Just like there's good firefighters and...
Yeah.
Firefighters who roast marshmallows outside. I'm just being funny, but
we do have guiding principles, though, and one of those is that family, your duty to God, your neighbor, yourself, and your vocation comes before Freemasonry.
Right.
So if he wasn't following those guiding principles, I mean, you know, whatever. Sometimes that doesn't work out the way that it should, but as an organization, that is what we say. Like, your family does come before Freemasonry.
Here's one. This one's going to make me laugh. I'm sorry. I need to take a whack off my e-cigarette before I fucking do this.
Mm-hmm. Smoke that e-cigarette.
My grandfather was one of the highest ranking Freemasons on the planet at one time.
On the planet.
How do you even freaking... How do you even discern that
he
one?
He was referred to as Lord Humanus.
On his deathbed, he renounced the order. Having studied the history of Freemasonry far back beyond what most ever know, I will assure you with confidence,
yes,
this is not a godly organization whatsoever.
Hmm. Right. Does he cite any sources? Or?
Got it from his dead grandfather.
Right? Oh, dead grandfather sources.
Freemasonry is full of deceit from its inception. Deceit from its inception. To understand Freemasonry, you have to understand its origins, its evolution through the age. Yeah, they wanted a separation of church and state because the church was running every goddamn thing on the planet back then. Evolution through the ages of the Templar, up through the Illuminati and its current state of being. I love when they throw the Templar in there. Man,
Illuminati is not
as
we've
delved into that before.
Yeah,
the Freemasons, the Templars, and everything. I'm a firm believer that it derived from the other. But
hey, you know what? I'm not going to argue with dead grandpa. Whatever he told you.
up through the Illuminati, excuse me, and its current state of being. Regular third-degree Master Masons are completely unaware of what goes on at the 33rd degree or in the hierarchy of the Scottish and York Rite and beyond. Oh, that's funny. Aren't we both members of both?
I'm a member of York Rite. I'm not a member of Scottish Rite.
I'm a member of both.
Maybe I am blind.
I'm a 32nd. I'll be your 9 of.
Oh, well, I have a lot of good friends that happen to be 33rd degree Masons, and
with the exception of my job, I also had to
tried to shiv me yet. So.
I had to bow out of the Knights Templar Grand Commandery.
Yeah, you had to back away from the line, unfortunately.
Oh, you mean I could get out, Ken? If I needed to?
I don't know.
Oh.
Nobody stabbed you on your way across the parking
lot? When nobody shivved me. Wow. Never. I made it to the parking lot with not catching one in the kidneys.
Man, if only dead grandpa knew how much this organization
has
changed.
Hey, Sun Guard, what's going on? And the brother on the right sounds just like Ben Greenfield. Who's Ben Greenfield? I sound like Ben Greenfield?
He's talking about me because the camera kind of reverses.
I
don't know who Ben Greenfield is.
I don't know.
Thanks, I think.
Hopefully he's not a shitbag like you.
And James Ferguson, he's back, baby.
Nice.
What's up, brother?
Freemasonry, the Demoulay, took its name from the very last Grand Master, Jacques Demoulay. That's true. Who was burned at the stake by Philip IV of France, who we've already proven and talked about, who is an absolute shitbag, in 1314 in front of Notre Dame. Here, say, do not believe the lies they spout.
I don't understand how that correlates to us deceiving someone.
And Philip the Fair was broke and asked the freaking Templars not only A, to join, but B, for a loan, and they told him pounds sand.
I don't understand what his point is, though. I don't understand the correlation between the Templars.
I got one more, and then we're going to
persecuted, and then us being deceitful somehow. I don't get it.
I got one more, and then we'll lock this up, I think. But Freemasons does not go perfect English.
Oh, great.
Freemasons does not go back to the 14th century at all. It goes back to the 18th century. The blood oaths taken by members were said to embarrass a common cannibal.
What the crap? It's verifiably. The craft verifiably goes back past.
Nobody in this craft wants the monkeypox. Nobody wants the Wuhan whammy. All right,
let's skip that one because that one's not even.
No, I gotta read it. It's funny as hell.
It's not even spelled correctly.
Freemasons is a Gnostic philosophy. They teach people knowledge of esoteric symbols, which is untrue. The true meaning of these symbols is reserved for the elite members.
Oh. I'm not good enough? Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty freaking much. This is freaking hilarious. I love it. Dude, there's 118 comments that I can...
We could do this all night long.
I need a good laugh.
Yeah.
Ladies and gents, this is the last one. This is the last one. And then I'm cutting it off because I can't.
I'm ready.
I can't keep reading these. Ladies and gents, it's just a fraternity for white drinking men. No, we had Dee Dee Robinson up here.
Absolutely,
before.
Yeah. It's not just white men that drink up here. Come on.
We were pretty freaking hammered with him. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, Christ, Joe's a ginger.
I'm offended. I drink with all kinds of men. Thank you.
Nothing more. Although my uncle did rise to the very top rank.
It's always an uncle or a dead grandfather. That's the grandmaster of all masons
else.
Worldwide.
I love this.
He told
shit.
Me on his deathbed.
He told me on his deathbed. Oh, I'm sure that's coming. Yeah. He rose to the very top rank, and I'm pretty sure he knew where the Holy Grail was.
This is.
Oh my God!
Did he get any replies to his
comments? Hard at the bar downstairs after this. Oh, he knew where the Holy Grail was stored. Oh shit!
He didn't tell us.
God. But mostly it's just a bunch of alcoholics. Listen, I want to be clear about something. I'm not an alcoholic.
No,
I'm drunk. Alcoholics go to meetings.
I like occasionally having a beverage or two with my compatriots.
Shit.
That doesn't make me an alcoholic.
Oh God. Whew. God, I still got titties wet.
I love how some of these
laughing.
Guys have like there's like an ounce of truth in what they're saying, and the rest of it is just complete. Gibberish.
He called us alcoholics. That's so funny. Oh, shit.
He said as he took a drink.
Yep, as I take a drink. But again, as I said, alcoholics go to meetings. I'm a drunk, and
right.
I can't afford any more dues.
Yes. Yeah, we've got enough dues cards, I think.
Oh, God. Come on, Ken. Do I got to read one more? Are we going to?
Let's do one more.
One more.
I hope it's as good as that. As good or better. If not, don't bother.
And, of course, you know, there are other people that are like, there's no drinking allowed in the lodge. So we do have some defense going in for us.
Yeah, it's not across the board. We, you know, especially in the lodge.
You want to leave it on a high note or a low note? Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Let's go on a high note.
Let's go on a high note.
Yes.
So this one, I'm going to even call his name out here in the Fox News comments. Soothsayer 025.
Oh, he must know the truth.
He wrote, capitals, LOL. My experience has been that they are just a bunch of solid dudes you can count on. Never seen anything evil or sinister. Meeting would bore most people.
Nice. Thank you, Soothsayer. I appreciate that. I'd like to think that our meetings...
I think we'll leave it on that one.
Yeah, I'd like to think our meetings are pretty interesting.
I'd also like to think we're pretty solid dudes, too. You need something
solid
there.
Dudes? Yeah, exactly. Give you the shirt off your back.
God.
Except for yours, because it's coated in sweat because you were wearing that freaking BDU
thing. No, it's laughing so hard at these freaking comments. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is the hardest I think I've lasted a long time. Oh, we got to do more comment sections, man.
Well, it's always the conspiracy theory episodes where we have a good laugh.
Shit. My stomach hurts from laughing. that was freaking hilarious. I can't even contain myself. Anyway.
We should read the rest of them at the bar downstairs.
Sun Card 19, serious question. Does learning about Doctor Who enhance the appearance of these?
Not at all. Not at all. It's completely unrelated.
No.
We were just kibitzing earlier trying to figure out what the perfect title for this episode would be based on how we're dressed, and I came up with a quote that I heard in a Doctor Who episode. It's a badass quote, though. You got to admit.
He also wrote, Sun Card 19, are you talking about the personal demons run when a man goes to war with his...
He's talking about the episode title.
Yeah. No, it was just, we come up with stupid titles
just
because it grabs people.
There's no meaning.
There's no meaning behind it. We just like to horse around. We like to play. We like to have fun, and we like to make stupid titles. Like, it's just what we do. It's literally like a 20-minute thing. Nah, I'd say 20 minutes. It's like a 5-minute thing. Like, what are we going to title this one? Right. I mean, it's literally right before we're
like,
about
let's
to
go
on.
Smoke a cigarette, and we'll talk about this.
Yeah, we'll smoke a cigarette.
About,
we'll
two and a half minutes later, we came up with that. Sorry.
I don't even know what the hell I was going to come up with. Because, like, how do you put it into words, basically? Like, we're going to come up with our own conspiracy about the conspiracy people.
Yeah.
How do you come up with that title?
Without doing it in such a way that we end up on a watch list or something.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So we just do stupid titles. It's just what we do.
Don't read too much into it.
Demons Run When Go to War. That's from a... It's actually a...
No, Demons Run When a Good Man Goes to War was actually... it was written by the guy who wrote that episode. It was one of the modern Doctor Who series. But like the writer wrote that. It's not like older.
Really?
It's not
that's
poem.
What he's talking about, Doctor.
It's a poem from that show. He actually wrote it. Yeah. But it's pretty
cool.
Badass. I like it.
That's a good one. Yeah, but the meeting, the title had no meaning. It was just us being assholes wearing camo. You got a boonie on. I had my vest on before until I started getting titty sweat. And yeah, then,
it's just gibberish coming out of my brain.
Yeah, this is just the stuff we come up with. I mean,
it's very hot up here, too. I'm sweating profusely under this hat.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. The freaking comments, man. I'm still rattled by them.
Some good ones.
The best one is the one the dude said his uncle was a top. It's always a top Freemason.
And it's somebody I knew.
Oh, God. And the best part is, like, my titles and ranks and things that I'm part of are probably higher than your fucking uncle. Even you. Like,
high is a relative term, I guess.
High is a relative term.
Like, ranks and appended bodies and so forth. But we definitely have some weirder sounding titles in some of the appended bodies.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, you know some of the ones in York, right? Like some of the...
Super duper excellent master.
Yeah,
and shit like
super
that.
Excellent
like,
master. Like, we definitely have some, like, weird, you know...
But I can also see how somebody may be that particular... They've taken that degree. And it's like, for instance, here's one for you. I'm a 32nd degree Scottish Rite Mason.
Which just means
the
you are...
The actual title of that is the Sublime Prince of the Royal Secret.
Well, I mean,
that's the title.
That's the title of the 32nd.
So when somebody sees my whatever it is, what do you call it, the certificate, if you will,
mm-hmm.
of being a 32nd degree, it's exactly what it says, Sublime Prince of the Royal Secret. Somebody's going,
yeah, somebody's seeing
oh
that.
God,
like,
I know the secret.
Yeah.
And that's how it happens.
And it's like, lady, I just sat and watched a play, all right?
I literally... I did! And I didn't understand half of it when I watched it. I'm like, what the fuck am I looking at? Obviously, if you've seen it... Again, and we've talked about this when you take it to Grace. When you first take it, it's not going to make sense.
Right.
You got to go back and see it a couple times. And you're going to be like, all right. I'm picking up what they're putting down.
There is subtext
but
in all the degrees.
When an outsider sees that... placard or whatever you want to call it on my wall that says Sublime Prince of the Royal Secret. They
I
go,
can see why they'd be like, oh yeah, okay, Satan worshiper, right? And it has nothing, literally nothing to do
Well, Lucifer was the prince. Does that mean you're Lucifer? No, bitch.
So was Harry. He was a prince, too.
Just means that every goddamn year I got to pay for
right, yeah.
I got to pay almost $80 for my degree.
Got another laminated dues card. My wallet taking up space.
It's so funny. Anyway.
It's more than that, but still. Yeah.
What do you say, Ken? Let's do some beer and wings.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we got to read the rest of these comments downstairs with our other brothers.
You can freaking read them. Download
can't
the...
I can't.
I fucking can't. I'm tapped out for the night.
We should just do a Patreon episode where we go through the rest of the comments on that.
We should.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do it.
Yep.
What do you want to do? We'll do it Sunday?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We'll do it Sunday. We'll do
it Sunday. We're going to record a regular one Sunday, too, though.
Yeah. We'll do a regular and a Patreon.
Sounds good.
Because, you know, realistically, we haven't done an After Hours in a very, very long time.
That's true. And those always went straight to Patreon.
And they always went straight to shit.
Yeah.
First 5 minutes.
I guess somebody up here to do that with us. We'll figure this one out.
All right. That's it. We're logging it up. Thank you all for tuning in. Pleasure to have you.
Yeah, this is a great episode. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Hope you guys did as well.
Be sure
to follow us on all of our social media channels.
Please
and
do.
Click
the bell.
The subscribe and the notification icon, please, on YouTube.
All right, Kenny. Yep. For the Freemasons Podcast, I'm Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry. I'm done.
And I'm Worshipful Brother Ken, signing off.
Have a good one, everyone.
Good night, friends.